This is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Hip-hop may have started in the U.S., but today it's global. As part of our month-long series, we look at the way hip-hop is exploding internationally. In a few minutes, we'll talk with artist Toni Blackman. The State Department named her America's Hip-Hop Ambassador. Then we're going to head to Lebanon for a look at what hip-hop is doing in that troubled country. But let's start with Jeff Chang. He's the editor of the anthology Total Chaos, The Art and Aesthetics of Hip Hop. He's also got an article coming out in Foreign Policy magazine on international hip hop. Hey, Jeff.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. You were expanding your franchise with Foreign Policy. So just very briefly, what's that article about?
That's basically looking at how hip hop has spread globally as a phenomenon and what it means to those communities all around the world where hip hop is being practiced now.
So how did hip-hop expand?
I think, hip-hop has always been something that's been globally minded. It couldn't have gotten started anywhere but in the black communities in the U.S. But, from the very beginning, it's incorporated Afro-Caribbean, Afro-Latino, Afro-diasporic oral traditions and dances and rhythms. And, as hip-hop expanded, I think two things happened. One is it found itself fitting into already pre-existing, sort of cultural movements. So, for instance, hip-hop goes to Brazil, and you've already got a sound system culture. You've already got a style of music called canto falado, spoken song, and hip-hop just fits right in. And then you have other places, such as South Korea, where, I'm just thinking of this new movie called Planet B-Boy, which documents these international competitions that occur for breakers and shows the B-Boys from South Korea really dominating the competition. I think that kids there really were attracted to it and were transformed by hip-hop culture and also are now beginning to transform hip-hop itself.
You talk about how Public Enemy changed the game. What do you mean by that?
Well, Public Enemy, was really heard by a lot of different people in a lot of different places as something that was really relevant to their time. And what it represented, I think, what the message of Public Enemy represented was really specific in some respects to the, sort of conditions of the 1980s, the racist kinds of violent incidents that were going on, a lot of the protests that were occurring on the campuses. But at the same time, what I think people around the world heard in it was a generational change, a way for them to express their own voices. So you take, for instance, rappers in Kenya, a group like Kalima Shaka, comes out, hears Public Enemy, and is all of a sudden inspired not just to imitate American rap, but now to rap in Sheng, which is their own sort of language of Swahili and Kikuyu and English slang.
You brought us a song, Ni Wakati. Let's take
yes.
a listen.
Ni nyeusi, ni wakati au sio? Ni wakati wa Afrika yote kusimama. Ni wakati wetu sisi hapa mavijana. Ni wakati tusiishi kama jana. Ni wakati siku za usoni kutazama. Ni wakati wa Afrika yote kusimama. Ni wakati wetu sisi.
So Jeff, what does Ni Wakati mean?
Well, the song is basically about trying to express the continuation of the legacy of the Mau Mau and sort of that resistance to, anti-authoritarian authoritarian forces in Kenya at that particular time. What's interesting is that now that hip-hop's become such a global commodity, you have people like MTV coming in, you have cell phone companies coming in, you have British conglomerates buying up the radio stations. And so what has been a real local scene, a very politically resistant type of scene, is transforming now. And a lot of these voices like Kalima Shaka are being pushed off of the radio and off of the airwaves.
Well, Davey D, we just had him on talking about U.S. radio. I want to move on, though, to the Sri Lankan rapper MIA, who has been MIA from touring in the U.S. because of some high-profile issues with Homeland Security. Tell us a little bit more about her and catch us up on what she's been doing creatively.
That's right. MIA is a really interesting artist. She's Sri Lankan by birth, daughter of revolutionaries, Tamil revolutionaries. But she's also really radical aesthetically, I think. And she's very much engaged in understanding what hip-hop has done in all these different types of countries. And so when you hear her, what she's done is she's sort of brought together a lot of beats from, her native land, as well as understood what was happening with reggaeton, with Brazilian rap, and put this all together sort of in this global stew. And the music, I think, is absolutely amazing. It's actually some of the most exciting music that's being created
right now. Well, let's listen to Bird Flu. And she's also much beloved by fans of female MCs. And you also brought us another artist, an artist from Senegal. I recently saw the group Dara G when they were in L.A., but you have another artist in mind.
This is Pato, and there's just a very, very deep movement that's going on in Dakar. This is part of a project called African Underground, The Depths of Dakar. That's a collaboration between U.S.-based hip-hop producers and Senegalese rappers. I really love this track because it captures a lot of the energy and sort of the vitality of what's happening right down there at the street level.
We got Keep It Real. Whoa, that is energetic, man. I feel like I've just had a cup of coffee. So yeah. Every year there's a Battle of the Year, a World Cup of Hip Hop taking place in Germany, and this year it's in October. So why don't you just give us a preview of how that's going to go down?
Well, you know, this is an amazing type of thing. It's a sort of perfect example of this global network that hip hop has now been able to create. You've got sort of, this is sort of the Olympics is what it is, of b-boying, of breaking. And folks gather from all the different countries. There's teams from all these different countries. And they go up and they compete. And before this sort of worldwide audience, people determine, they get together and determine who are the best B-boys in the world. I love this. And it's been captured in this brand new movie, Planet B-Boy. And the energy of it, the excitement of it, the fact that these styles are still evolving and that everybody's kind of adding their new twist to it is just an amazing thing.
Well, definitely. And, you know, Jeff, we're going to bring a new voice into the conversation. For those of you who are just tuning in, this is NPR's News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea, and we have been talking to Jeff Chang, culture critic and editor of the anthology Total Chaos, The Art and Aesthetics of Hip Hop.